Sergio Román, what the man is known? Naturally, the mind knows the object. When you are mindful, when you are aware, then you can see that this process happening. Object and mind, object and mind. They are happening the sense door, every sense door, all the time. If you are aware, you can see this process. You can know this is happening. Don't forget the Yom Kippur. There is a Yom Kippur, only three things. Yogi responsibility. Whatever happened, we must have a right view how this is being. Right view means we need to think as a nature. Seeing process is nature. Seeing is happening. Hearing is happening. Seeing process, hearing process. This is a process. They are happening. Their way, their cause and their effect. Cause and effect process is a nature. Without sound, we cannot hear. Because of our mind, we can know the sound. This is the conditioning. Seeing consciousness, hearing consciousness, happening because of conditioning. There must be object, light, attention, and also the eye must be good. Then this four cause happening because of this four cause. That one eye consciousness can happen. This is a conditioning. Seeing process is happening. Hearing process is happening. If these four cause, one things are not exist, that cannot happen, then eye consciousness or hearing consciousness. Seeing consciousness or hearing consciousness are not happening. It is a cause and effect process. But we think we hear, we see. Seeing is me, hearing is me. This is a wrong view. We are believing this is a me. Actually, they are conditioning. Seeing process is happening. Hearing process are happening. So you should think as a nature. So you must have right view. Everything is experience or object. There is nobody there. There is an impersonal. Because of we think as an I or impersonal, as a personal, then defilement can arise in liking or disliking, fear, anxiety, worry, because of concept. Or wrong you. So you must have renewed this understanding. Wisdom must be present. Then awareness later. Second thing is awareness. Renew first. Awareness is second. That is the effort. Effort is, right effort means is maintaining awareness continuously, moment by moment. Don't give up. Perseverance to do it again and again and again. Moment by moment, try to be aware, to maintain. That is the right effort. Because we should do continuously. If you not do the continuously, then defilement many times to come involved. Our quality of mind is cannot get momentum. Nature of the mind is happen and gone, happen and gone. So if you allow moment by moment to happen, any quality of mind is become better and better. Bad quality of mind also the same. Good quality of mind also the same. If you happen again and again, then this quality is better and better. The mind is rising and passing away. But past mind gives the energy to quality to the next mind. So if you happen moment by moment, first and to second to third, to last next mind is become more powerful, more stronger and stronger. That's what we call this is a parami. The mind is rising and passing away, past quality is left. Wholesome mind or unwholesome mind. If you happen many times, quality is become better, stronger and stronger. That's why we need to practice continuously. Allow Buddha. Awareness, samadhi, wisdom to arise again and again. So this is your job, three jobs. You have a right view. Don't forget you think as a nature. Second, you need to make awareness present. In the present moment, be aware. And that maintenance. Maintain the awareness moment by moment. In the right view, you must have intelligence. But because this wisdom nature is a three kind of wisdom. First, we must have a knowledge, right information. We must have the right knowledge. The knowledge is a power. Knowledge also has some kind of understanding. Because of knowledge, because of right information, we can think right way. So first is the knowledge, information. Second, intelligence. Everybody has a natural wisdom, understanding. We can use our wisdom to think what is right, what is wrong, what is good, what is bad. We use our intelligence. Sometimes we need to think to do how to do better. This is our own intelligence, and that one is inside, arising inside. This inside is the conditioning. You have complete the course, the balance, the mind, knowledge is complete. Then the insight can arise. So these three kind of understanding, first and second understanding is when we are practicing, we can apply. We take the information, take ourselves, how to do it, how to practice, how to do understanding, how to do often. This is our wisdom level. You don't have, if you don't have how to practice right way, the insight cannot arise. If you cannot know, you don't know how to practice right way, an insight, deeper understanding cannot arise. So, about the practice also, we must have understanding. If you practice it right way and non-stop continuously, then understanding will grow in bit by bit. Slowly your understanding level is rising. So when you are practicing, you must have awareness, samadhi, effort, faith, and wisdom also. These five faculties must be working together, balanced with, then understanding can arise. So in the practice also must have wisdom. If interest to know how to think right way, they are also have wisdom. To know, to understand how to practice is also understanding level. How to practice, how to do, how to talk. Understanding these things is also wisdom. Understanding is many levels. You can understand what it is. You can understand how it's going. You can understand why it is happening. Many ways. So practice also must wisdom. Insight also, rising also, there's something wisdom. To see clearly today, every process also has wisdom. every time that we may see the mind process or physical process, there is an easy to understanding anatta. Because they come and go all the time. We cannot hold it, we cannot stop it. They are happening their way. Any intelligent person can see the mind process, can understand it easy, to become anatta. There's nobody there, there's a cause and effect process. Whatever mind arising and gone. Any mind is cannot stand in long time. Knowing also, after knowing and finish. New, the knowing mind is always new, it's arising. Object and mind also together. The new experience, the new mind. The new experience, the new mind. There is all the time no old one. Old one is not exist. If you think old one is a mixed concept, reality nature is always new arising and passing. New arising and passing. Because of mind and physical process and mental process so fast that we think it's one or personal. When you see the mental process, a lot of function, a different function, different nature, different job. Many minds, they do their job. Knowing also they do, knowing the object. Feeling also feel the object. Perception. They remark to the object. Intention. Volition is to motivate something to happen. It's very wide. Wholesome or unwholesome, unwholesome mind in Sankhara Guru, intentionally do. That's why when we are thinking, when we are practicing, we must have thinking. We use our thinking to support the awareness working. We should not think about the defilement nature. We should think as always the nature. We should think about the experience. We should think about the meditative mind. Because of this thinking, awareness better and better. This wisdom thinking support to the awareness is working. Awareness become awake, alert, interest, more clear. More continuously, this happens. We are mindful or aware with, not with blindly aware. We are aware with the intelligent aware. Intelligently aware, wisely aware. Behind the awareness must be as a wisdom is ordering or wisdom must be motivated. Wisdom nature is always checking Dharma means nature. We call nature is Dharma. If you're understanding the nature as it is understanding the Dharma. When we practice the Dharma Nupassana, object becomes Dharma of nature. This is the object of mental object is become nature. We call Dharma Nupassana practice. Citta Nupassana and Dharma Nupassana is very close. Rupa also Dharma. Nama also Dharma become Dharma. Because of Dharma, we can see it's impersonal. There's nobody there. Another way is that Dharma is right. Atama is wrong. Dharma and Atama, right and wrong. Wholesome and unwholesome. We cultivate the wholesome quality of mind. It is a Dharma. If you cultivate enemy, if you are practice with the defilement, this will be called Atama. If the nature is happening, we call it is a Dharma. If personal info too much and you control the experience, is not Dharma, this is our Dharma. We try to change, we try to control the nature, this is our Dharma. Because of defilement, we are judging, we are controlling. So if your defilement is motivated, we call this is Adharma. If your wholesome mind is involved, motivated, this we call Dharma. But actually, the defilement also in the nature. When we think the defilement becomes nature, it's also Dharma. Wholesome mind or unwholesome mind are the Dharma. Kusala Dharma, Akusala Dharma. Kusala also Dharma, Akusala also Dharma. Dharma means that time, Dharma means nature. So DGFT is also very mindful. Whatever you do, you must recognize you are doing, action, feeling, push-up, feeling, intention, or awareness, checking. What as far as you get. Every day you try to aware every movement, every thought, every feeling. Every time you check your thoughts, if you somebody arises in your thoughts, there is nobody there, just an image, just a tingling thought. Not important, not, it is nothing. Image appear in the mind. We must understand that imagination is imagination. Then no defilement can arise. If you think this image is become personal, who or what, then defilement can arise, attachment, angry, fear, worry, any defilement can arise. So you watch your thoughts. There is a lot of imagination or memory appear, somebody, someone. This is imagination, is imagination, like a smoke, rising and passing, nothing. But if you think it's a personality, then a lot of suffering comes. So every defilement, pay attention to the concept. Imagination is a concept. Every defilement, object is concept. So every wisdom, object is a reality, the nature. We must know thinking, just thinking, feeling, just a feeling. If your feeling also personal, then you have a lot of feeling arising, increase. Maybe past conditioning and emotion can arise. But in the present moment, you have a right view. If you have a right view, this emotion cannot overcome you. They become first, they will stop and decrease. Karma is action. This is two nature of action. One is a past karma, past action affected. We call vipaka. Everything happening in present moment is because of past conditioning effect, because of vipaka. Past karma and present karma. Which is more important? We cannot go back to the past. Past already finished. So effect, we must accept the past karma effect. We have no choice. We cannot change. So let it be, because you are attached in the past too much. Now you cannot get what you want. So suffer. So suffering is a feeling. We cannot avoid. But Itjantin in the present moment, present karma. This is also mano karma, mentally action. Present mentally action is wisdom. Have a right view, you can reduce your suffering. Just thinking is thinking. Feeling just feeling. There is nobody there. Because of understanding, because of right thoughts, the suffering becomes object. Suffering is not personal. So object become, suffering become, feeling is become object, then we can watch mindfully. In present karma is aware, samadhi, wisdom is together, then you slowly believe in the suffering. So present karma we can do now. We can think. Thinking also mano karma. Because of right thinking, we can prevent the defilement can arise or stop. Cannot overwhelm us. Us mean is the mind, God, the whole mind. If you're thinking present moment wrongly, think as a personal, then past effect is become double. Past karma effect and present karma together added, the suffering increase. If your present karma is the right view, the suffering process will stop or can decrease. The present karma is important. Thinking also karma. Right thinking, wrong thinking. If you are not present moment, there is no wisdom, no right view. The karma effect, the past karma effect is change. So feeling suffering, so what? Feeling suffering is feeling suffering. Then we change our life to be mindful. We are not thinking the storyline continuously. The suffering feeling cannot grow in. If you are thinking as a storyline and pay attention to the concept too much, then suffering is increased. Feeling is increased. You suffer a lot. If you want to relieve your suffering, think the right way. Practice, be mindful. When suffering is stopped, so what do you want? You want to feed the suffering or you want to be mindful and peaceful? This is the choice. This past is only get the lesson. Past cannot use anything, only get the lesson. If you attach too much, a lot of suffering. So we get the lesson. In future, we can prepare the next one. How to do, how to think. because we don't have a wisdom before, then mind is too much attached, and later too much happen. There's no body, the attachment is suffering, anger, and because of craving, because of aversion. Actually, these are not personal. Feeling just a feeling, thinking just a thinking. They come and go all the time. Mind also cannot feel suffering all the time, cannot happily all the time, because they come and go. Present is present. Past is finished already. Past feeling, past sensation, past mind, now is no essence, finished already. Now is a new feeling, new mind, new object, new sensation, new thinking. All the time it's new. There's no old one. So, if you are still in the present moment, if you are understanding the present moment, the mind is free from the suffering. So stay with the present. Every time, in present moment, you be mindful all the time. Be aware and look wisdom together. Be growing our quality of mind, moment by moment. Sometimes the 5 minutes can arrive here because of conditioning. Let them they do their job. You do your job. Your job is only 3 things. Think the right way, be mindful, and maintain the awareness. Later, we decide to investigate. When the mind becomes peaceful, awareness also is good. The mind is settled down. That time we can investigate everything about the experience, about the mind, how the mind is meditating, and what state of mind do you know? How many mind do you know? Just investigate. Then more interest. So meditation is a learning process. Or you can call meditation and mindfulness is high education, the highest one. We try to learn from the nature. Every movement, every moment, every action. Every process. You want to see clearly and learn something. Anytime, anywhere. With the practice. So, practice interesting. This meditation is for life. No need to hurry. So keep going, the practice.